on the Ovis the Rebbe Nosson teaches us as follows. Antignus Ish Solcho said, he's mentioned here in the third Mishnah as being a Talmud of Shimon HaTzadik, the third Mishnah in the first Perek in Ovos. He said, Hu haya omer al tiyu ka'avodim ha'meshamshim esarav omanas l'kabel pros. A Jew should not serve his creator omanas l'kabel pros to receive a reward. Elo heyu ka'avodim ha'meshamshim esarav shalo omanas l'kabel pros. That you shall serve God without any reward in question. These two Talmidim, one of whom was called Tzodok, and the second one was called Baisus, these two Talmidim interpreted the words of Antignus Ish Solcho as meaning that there is no reward or punishment. In other words, if you do a mitzvah, good. If you don't do the mitzvah, nothing's going to happen to you. God does not reward and punish. And that, by the way, was a basic idea of Hellenism. A basic idea of Hellenism was that everything was fate, luck, caprice, things happen at random. There is no reward or punishment. There's no heaven or hell. It doesn't make any difference. And therefore, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, because what's the difference? And they interpreted these words of Antignus Ish Solcho as being a confirmation of Hellenistic ideas, which was naturally an incorrect and distorted interpretation. Because the basis of the belief in the hereafter and the basis of the belief in reward and punishment is essential to the basic belief in Judaism, the basic belief in God. We have a God who cares and who exhibits his care, and that there is ultimate reward and ultimate punishment, and there's a world to come, and a person's soul doesn't just end. All those basic Jewish ideas they rejected. And they formed a political party. And that political party was called the Tzedukim, or the Baisusim, either after Tzodok or after Baisus. They are called by either name in the Talmud. And the Tzedukim and Baisusim, they said, their platform was three things. Number one, no life hereafter. No reward and punishment, no life hereafter. Number one. Number two, there's no such thing as Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral tradition, the interpretation of the Tanakh, of the Chumash, is all an invention of the rabbis. And that every generation has the right to reinterpret it. Words that sound familiar in our time as well. That there is no tradition, in other words. And the third thing that they said was that the control of the government, since they were Kohanim, these were the planks of their platform. The third thing was that the control of the government should lie not in the hands of religious leaders. The Sanhedrin, etc., played too great a role in the control of the government. The control of the government should lie in the hands of the political leaders and of the Kohanim, the ritual leaders. They're the ones that should run the show. They're the ones that should take care of it. And that the people, because basically the Sanhedrin and the Prushim were democratic, because Torah is democratic. To become a Talmud Chochem does not require a pedigree. And the respect to Torah, the respect for Torah, is not dependent upon who you are or what you are. The Gemara, in fact, says just the opposite. That Torah always comes from the lower class of the people. He zoharu bivnei aniyim, be careful regarding the poor, because they are the ones that produce Torah. And the Gemara says that why